In his first week in office, Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin promised that Canada would meet its Kyoto target. The country has pledged to reduce greenhouse gases by 30% in the next 8 years. Martin's plan includes new spending on environmental innovations that will conserve energy. John Bennett of the Climate Change Action Network says it's a commitment that will reap large rewards.
If we now were to turn our investment dollars into conservation and efficiency, we can not only make a profit, but we can reach the Kyoto targets at the same time.
The Kyoto Treaty will not become legally binding unless Russia signs on as well. Russian officials have yet to make a decision. But both Canada and the EU have pledged to meet the Kyoto targets regardless. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ottawa.